Next up on our show, a conversation with the great Roger Federer on dominance and hair care, right after this message from the Ketchup Advisory Board.
These are the good years for Jim and me. We're finally empty nesters for the second time. Last spring, our youngest, Colby, received his computer science degree. But by the time he graduated, everything he'd learned was already obsolete. So it was back to the nest for him. Even though in his absence, Jim and I had gotten used to walking around the nest without our feathers. Colby found a new way to make a living. He leased an old Airstream motorhome and used it to earn money with Uber and Airbnb at the same time. As soon as he had $1,000 to his name, Jim and I shoved him back out of the nest. I had just finished turning his bedroom back into my virtual reality cave when I heard Jim muttering to himself in the family room. Jim, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing, Barb. I'm just trying to figure out how old I am.
Oh, Jim.
I was reading a magazine, and it said 60 was the new 40.
Uh-huh.
And then another magazine said 40 was the new 20.
Oh.
9 magazines later, it turns out we're either 11 or we're dead.
Oh, Jim, but haven't you heard it said that you're only as old as you feel?
Yes, exactly. That's how I arrived at the dead figure.
Oh, Jim, don't listen to what's in those magazines. Mm-hmm. We don't need the corporate merchants of fleeting cultural trends to dictate our roles as human beings, do we?
Then why do we have all these magazines?
Jim, just forget about the magazines. What is it you really want?
I want to be Colby's age again, with my whole life ahead of me. I miss that sense of curiosity, of wondering what was around the next corner.
But all of that is just a matter of perspective, Jim. You can still wonder what's around the corner.
Well, now I know that the bowling alley and the condemned pizza place are around the corner.
Right.
I'm all settled down. No more surprises. And I have to say, Barb, I never thought it would come to this.
Well, Jim, if you never thought it would come to this, then isn't that a surprise?
I suppose you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in a way, the prospect of spending the rest of my life in a featureless monotony, totally void of drama or adventure, is, well, its own kind of adventure.
You know, Jim, next time you feel like picking up one of those magazines, you should reach for a bottle of ketchup. Ketchup is natural mellowing agents that buttress your mental state and subsidize your lackluster endorphins.
I thought of that, Barb.
Oh?
But we used the last of the ketchup on our egg white omelets this morning.
Oh. Well, what do you say we walk around the corner to the bowling alley and pocket some ketchup packets from the snack counter?
Petty theft.
Yes.
That's the woman I married. Let's go see what's around that corner, Barb. Let's get some ketchup.
Let's.
These are the good years when the roads rise up to meet us and the times change so quickly that our feet collapse beneath us. Life is flowing like ketchup on dry pitas.
Ketchup for the good times.
Ketchup, ketchup.